Angry Owl.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
From a treehouse.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
From a treehouse.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Yes.
From Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Welcome to season three, everybody.
I had no idea our intro song was over a minute. It's about a minute, guys.
We got the timer to prove it.
How's everybody doing out there?
With you as always, Andy Odison.
Welcome.
Myself, Zach Casale. We're the talent.
Yeah, Ben Bonitos.
And
it's been a while.
Jimmy in the booth.
Me in the booth on the ones and twos.
Yeah, this is a new season. This is our third season, man.
Yep. Season three.
Really exciting.
I feel like we're finally hitting our stride, like a Seinfeld. By the time it was season three, it was a full-on.
Oh, yeah. This was must-see TV.
Yeah.
Definitely. Seinfeld.
So we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah. It's weird being so successful and famous.
Yeah. So.
But when you're good at what you do.
Yep. Well, it's 2021. We made it through 2020, everybody. We're way late because I think we're doing this on, what is it, the 29th? January 29th tonight or 30th?
No, it is.
29th.
28th, actually.
No, it's the 29th. Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty nuts.
So, what have you done over your break?
Well, we had the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
We had, because we did the last one in October, so we had Thanksgiving, Christmas, the New Year's.
There's birthdays.
It's crazy.
A lot happens
during, it's just like in the summer, gets busy.
Yep.
So, but yeah, it's been a good last couple months. What about you?
We've had viruses and presidents and,
yeah,
and, stock market, and
wouldn't you know, we're
takeovers.
Still here. What is that all about, by the way?
I don't know, but I think I got an idea.
David explained it to me today.
David would know
the best he could do him, so
he knows more than he'll let on to.
Yeah, I agree.
I think what I'm gonna definitely do with my tax returns is when I get those, I'm gonna buy some GameStop stock. I mean, it's probably a good idea, I guess.
Probably be way down by then, but. I think it's already going down.
Cause they were gonna try and do a bunch of work today too. It sounded like trying to get
really?
Some stock over a dollar or something like that, right?
No, they're like $390 where they were for a stock.
I don't know, something about that, like that Dogecoin or whatever.
Bitcoin or Dogecoin?
No, Dogecoin was the big one today.
Oh yeah, I don't. And then they're like AMC.
AMC, yeah. I didn't want to know anything about it when I first heard about it because I don't know anything about the stock market. So, like, I heard it on the news,
yeah,
and I was
so
like,
this is
whatever. You're like, that's fine. And then today, it just, like, took over everything.
Yeah.
The radio was filled with it.
Mm-hmm.
The TV was filled with it. Like, you go on Twitter, there was, like, 20 consecutive tweets in a row, like, from, like, sports people
mm-hmm.
and this and that, musicians. That's
well,
all anybody was talking about. So
well,
I had to read
well,
about
what,
it.
So what do you think? They're all corrupt? Is that what you're saying? The billionaires, how they're saying you, how Wall Street's saying you can't do that now, you can't buy it. You can only sell
it. Oh, well, they closed
stock.
It down, yeah.
Well,
I guess.
I thought it was reopened again.
Or I think they did.
They figured
I haven't
out
looked
a way
at,
to get it open.
I haven't looked at a news feed. In
that's what David said.
In hours, man.
He said back in like June, it was like $6 or $3 or $6 a share. And then a bunch of just
yeah.
average people started buying. It was just like a craze and everybody was buying stock. And
what about GameStop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a bunch of hedge fund, like mm-hmm. billionaires, they do estimate like betting,
yeah,
right?
They bet
or something like that. So they bet against GameStop.
Yeah. The short.
And somebody got privy to that
mm-hmm.
on Reddit and then put it in that Revit page.
And everybody and, went buying it up.
And stick it had to the an man. Uprising, bro. Yeah. Stock market uprising. Punk rock well, they, at its finest.
I got to say, they poked the sleeping giant of the American people. We've Boy. Had enough of that bullshit. You got called. Americans, called out.
Americans are fed up right now. Straight.
Yeah.
Straight pissed.
Now is no time to be trying to pull that bullshit if you're the Wall Street guys. We're coming off a pandemic, a presidential switch.
Yeah.
And they try to pull this shit.
They lost.
You got balls.
No, the freaking, the billionaires.
Yeah.
They lost like billions.
Because
like, a lot of people
the,
lost a lot.
Because of the little guys.
Because of the little
stock.
Guys.
Yeah, they started,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they started buying the stock. Said, screw you. GameStop was going to go bankrupt too.
Yeah, something.
I wonder, something they bad. Probably still will, but who knows.
So, pretty, yeah, that's about all I got on that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't really know anything else.
I mean, neither. I wish I knew more about the stocks, but I don't.
But it's fun.
A little day trading.
I've never done any of that. Get a lot of guys, a lot of people are doing that.
Day trading.
Yep, with I the know. With the Robinhood and mm-hmm. the isn't it Acorn one,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Never been into it.
Uh-oh.
I would try it if I knew a little bit more about it.
No, I know.
Chicago D knows it, knows stuff. I guess he can teach us.
He should teach us.
We should take a class with him.
We should.
That's
he should be maybe, on here
yeah,
right now.
We'll talk how to beat the system with the man that's been to Wall Street.
Let's make that happen. Jimmy, set that
write,
up.
Write that one down.
Perfect. If we can get an update even tonight, Jimmy,
that would try. Be swell.
But we'll come back to that. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's we'll crazy. Have to make do.
I'd like to learn.
I'd love to learn. So, it's been 3 months, 4 months or something, and that's a lot of time. And I got some good stuff for you. Now, I thought of a new game. The new game is called Origins. I wish I had a background music.
Sounds like a card game.
It's not. It's just random stuff. I'm just going to ask you if you know okay. the origins from where it is, you know. See how it goes.
Let's do it.
All right. The first one is try to guess the origin of a shovel.
The origin of a shovel.
Yeah.
When was a shovel invented?
Yeah.
What country? What?
Yeah. Like what date? Country? Yeah. How old do you think it is? Like what country invented it?
A shovel's definitely an Eastern European tool. It was invented in the 1920s.
1920s?
No, man,
come
seriously.
On.
No, yeah. It was invented 700 BC.
I don't, you're
I
not,
no
I, I don't think it's that far. It's not that far. But, so it was invented 5,000 years ago and it was by the Britons. It was the early Bronze Age, whatever years those were. I guess 5,000 years.
Get out of here.
Isn't it pretty nuts to think about how old civilization is?
Yeah.
By the way, we've been on this planet for a long time.
I think about it every day.
Yeah. America's young. We're only, what, like 278 years old or something?
Yeah. America is young. America's a teenager.
Compared to the world? Pretty crazy.
I guess, in cat years. I'm not sure. In country years.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, pretty young.
I mean, all the way all the way back to the caveman. We've seen Encino Man. We've seen the movie. You can see how barbaric those guys were.
Yeah, I've seen lots of
crude.
Movies to feed my knowledge on this subject, for sure.
Well, name one. I'm going to call you out on that. Name one more movie that has a caveman that comes that was frozen in a block of ice and came back. or just has a caveman in a period.
Henry Danger.
Well, I don't even
TV
know
TV show. He got frozen.
How
I don't worry about it. I'm not going to explain it. Mighty Ducks 2.
I don't recall that part of the movie. Well, that was the good one, right? Mighty Ducks 2 was the good one, or the first one was the good one?
Well, I guess the first one's always the best.
Was the second one that they beat, they went earlier on the Junior Olympic team?
The second one's a badass one. Where they go, they're Team USA, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first one, they just win the championship in the league?
Yeah, in like Wisconsin.
Yeah, cool.
Or somewhere. Oshkosh.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, they're doing a fourth one.
Oh, I wish they wouldn't.
I wish they wouldn't either.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
He's old now.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it. I guess the Mighty Ducks it's like how Emilio Estevez returns to teach a ragtag group of kids how to play slapstick.
Go figure, huh?
And it said like,
are you sure they weren't from like Detroit or Chicago or something?
Yeah, they might have been from Michigan.
The mean streets. They probably sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, because they got like
city kid.
Because he was a city guy.
Yeah, not Coach, Wisconsin.
Coach Bombay was like a
Is that really his name?
Yeah, Bombay? That's his name. Yeah, he was in a limo. He drove out on the ice. It's super dangerous, man. All those kids out there. Like, seriously, wasn't thinking about anybody but himself.
So what movie do you think's better, Cool Runnings or that movie? John Candy.
Yeah, I know that's a classic. To stand the test of time.
Have your kids watched that one yet?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah, we haven't watched that in a while. That's a good
one. I would have to say probably Mighty Ducks too, though.
Yeah, I was going to say as far as my fun-filled, like, whatever. Yeah, that part, that aspect of it all.
Yeah.
D2, bro.
It was a good movie. But it's not like the kids of the kids back then.
No, it's different kids.
It's not, okay. Well, that's an angle like I would probably pitch to Hollywood. If I had the chance, I would have pitched that in the movie. That would more align the stars.
All the shows follow up with like the real-time characters that got older, and then it's always about like their kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you watched Cobra Kai or any of that?
No. I don't want to ruin
love it.
Karate Kid.
No, it doesn't.
It will.
It won't.
I think it will.
It can't. It's really good. It's fun. It's different.
But he's a good guy now. Johnny's a good guy. Not really, huh?
Not really. I mean, he's still Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai is Cobra Kai.
Does he sweep the legs? Cheap shot people?
You'd have to watch and find out, man.
Is Ralph Macchio in it?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Kreese is in it.
Who?
Kreese. Sensei Kreese.
He's still alive?
Yeah. Really? He looks good, man.
I'm telling you, those Chinese people.
He's still kicking ass.
They got good genes, man. Those guys live forever.
Not Miyagi. Miyagi died. Okay. Yeah, Miyagi's not around.
Well, geez, that's what I thought you meant.
No, the bad guy.
Oh.
The old sensei from Cobra Kai. Anyways, you know, it's good. You can check it out.
All right, how about the spoon? Origins of a spoon.
Oh God, this thing again. the spoon. It's got to be like caveman. Caveman.
You say caveman?
Yeah.
It's the ancient Egyptians, 1000 BC.
The oldest? Are they like, they're pretty much the oldest?
I think so.
Civilization whatnot?
Aztecs and the Mayans and stuff. Those are probably after.
Yeah, because they say like Jesus was an Egyptian, right? Or something like that.
This was before Christ.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's not what I was saying, but
that's not what you're
saying.
That
sounds good to me.
All right, who do you think invented time?
Father Time.
Nope.
Ben Franklin.
Nope.
Aristotle. Seriously, let's see. Aristotle or Socrates, maybe?
Could be. I don't know. So it's
Thor.
The second millennial BC. I don't know whatever that means. But it's the Babylonians invented. It's their own system of numbers that we pretty much based our stuff off of.
It's crazy, too.
Babylonians.
Does that include, like, the calendar, too? No, I mean, it's just the concept of time,
just
I guess?
Time, yeah. How we kept track. The 12.
Man, that's freaking crazy.
The
and
24
like what
hours.
A second is?
Yeah, 24 hours in a day.
Well, that's got to probably end up becoming the form of the calendar that as we know it.
Yeah, it would
right?
have to be. Because,
I mean,
yeah.
It's all a seasons. Derivative of that. Yeah. But
so, do you think the way they did it, they just, like, how would they do that? The moon in the sky, and then they just wrote down a date, and then just waited till that moon was there again. And
they probably
broke up the
records for decades, and then looked at patterns.
I mean, really,
astrologically.
When you think about
that's
it,
what I would do.
It's only 365 days
for a year.
You would think, yeah, you would think within 10 years you would have that dialed in.
Time. Yeah, they had stuff to do.
Like go, like what? Like
farm,
and
you know. Like invent the wheel, stuff like that.
Invent time.
Yeah, that a calendar
I guess
to build,
I'll
man.
Give it to him. What about
plenty to do?
I'll do one more with you. What do you think? Popcorn. Where do you think that came from?
Popcorn probably came from like Disneyland, maybe.
No,
I'm, I know. Let's go with it was the Germans.
It was the Aztec culture.
I have no idea.
They gave Christopher Columbus like the first popcorn. Like he took it back. The
concept, that makes sense.
The concept of popcorn.
Yeah. Well, did they have corn back then? Yeah,
of course, the Mayan or the Aztecs had corn.
No, what about the British?
I'm sure they had corn.
They had corn.
I mean, don't be naive, Zach.
So they never
they ever were the took strongest
a kernel of corn and popped it?
I guess not. But they were the strongest, you know, country in the world.
And does it technically qualify, like, so you dry out the corn, then you cook it, and then it pops?
Yeah.
Has to be dried.
Yeah. It'd be like, it'd be, I think if you take that candy corn, you could, like, bust it off and use those as popcorn.
Yeah.
Pop different colored popcorn for the kids. It probably tastes like shit.
Just cook it up. It'd be fine.
It would taste like shit, I would think. I mean, you would think the Aztecs would know what the fuck they're doing. Or they didn't have...
seen what they built?
They didn't have Pop Secret. That's what I guess I'm getting at. To make it taste like the popcorn we think popcorn
like should taste like. Like butter and garlic?
Yeah, and salt.
Maybe some Parmesan?
A little bit of Parm. I agree.
I love that. That's definitely what I do with
it. What's your favorite popcorn? Like caramel corn?
Yep. You got it, man.
Not the cheese kind, or
no? I want caramel corn from the Palace Theater. Boom! So
it's
good.
It's all gooey.
It's special.
And
it was
big chunks, or is it all individual? Like
no, it's just perfectly coated.
What was what's that one that comes in the box? The Jacks?
Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks. Better than that.
Yeah, I mean, right? It's different a little bit. It's apples to oranges. Cracker Jack had the nuts in it and things like that. That was good.
Mm. Always...
But this was really good. Oh. That's what I like. I don't know. What about you?
I like probably butter and the just original.
Just straight up?
Mm-hmm. A little salt, some butter.
Or were you talking about like those canisters, those big cans you used to get?
Oh,
at Christmas?
Yeah. Then I'll definitely go with the caramel.
Because that just had popcorn caramel, in regular, and cheddar cheese, usually, yeah. Right?
I do love that white cheddar.
Oh, white cheddar is good.
That is good.
Or like the pirate's booty.
Yeah. That's not really a popcorn, I don't think.
Kind of. It's a corn material.
But the actual white cheddar with the green writing on that bag, what are those ones called?
That's right. From Costco. Black bag.
That's the good stuff. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Great stuff. What do you got? So what's new with you?
This is a...
Did your feet grow? Did you get new shoes?
I didn't. I haven't gotten new shoes forever, man.
When was the last time you thought your feet grew?
I was probably about
21.
No, I was probably about 19, I guess.
Maybe. When you were done, your feet were
I'd
done.
I'd say so.
So you could dig out.
They might have grown a little bit in the last couple of years. Is that
no
possible?
Way. Yeah. You get old.
And they just grow.
Your ears get big. Your feet get big.
Do they really? Because I feel like I might be verging into like size 11. I've been 10 and a half for a long time. But I'm too small for size 11 still.
You got to stuff them with some tissue paper.
I remember my feet. I remember I used to be able to wear your shoes. And then they got, and I mean like 19 years old. And then I feel like there was a point, like I had some shoes that you left at my house or something.
And they fit you?
And they fit me in high school. And then like after high school, like then I grew out of them.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. When I was like, I think my feet, they're done growing now, but I would say probably 26, my feet. Now I'm like done.
Really?
I'd say, yeah. Maybe,
they were growing
maybe 24, 23. Because probably, I don't know. Early 20s.
I'm a pretty solid 10 and a half.
Well, there you go, ladies. Here's your fun fact about Zach.
Yeah. What do you think about cryo-freezing?
Like, anything? Like, what do you specify? Go into that a little bit more.
Would you do it?
If you could? Like, cryo-freeze anything I want or part of me?
No, you.
Oh. Like they do in Arizona?
I have no idea. I think Walt Disney did, they say, but he didn't really. But
a bunch of people do that in Arizona.
Seriously?
The billionaire,
is
yeah.
it just like, is it that it's just legal in Arizona?
Yeah, I guess to store the bodies, like frozen bodies, or they do for body parts and shit. They say it's weird. It's weird shit.
That is weird shit.
Look that up. You want to fact check me on that, Jimmy? That would be swell. I don't think, I mean, this is coming from Tanner. Tan Man told me about it, but.
Yeah, he would know. He's been there.
I would probably not do it, I guess. I mean, why? I feel like I'd probably have lived a good life. Unless, like, it could help somebody else out.
Well, I think you would do it to, freeze yourself in case they like found some way to put your brain in a different body or something like that.
I wouldn't want my brain or anything. I would be done. Once I'm done, I'm done.
That old brain?
Yeah. We should have new ones by then. And then, but like if somebody needed my heart or my fast muscle twitch that I got.
Yeah. You're a donor, right?
You can have it.
You donor?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm a donor.
Are you?
Yeah, but I heard you're not supposed to share that with anybody.
Why?
Because I heard this from some crazy conspiracy theorist, probably. I just remember reading it and thinking it was cute. But if you tell people you're a donor, then they'll be less likely to keep you alive when you die.
Oh,
where
like
you
they,
could be resuscitated, or
like
saved.
They think you're more valuable for as your organs than
because they might have a brother that needs a liver. Or, well, they don't want my liver, but, you
that's
know, like
a heart.
That's
pretty fucked up. I don't think
probably
that's
don't want
true.
My heart either.
I don't think that's true.
Just FYI, everybody. Probably don't want my heart or my liver.
No, my lungs or my lip, my anus.
My stomach's probably fine.
I don't know.
Probably not. You all don't want hot, my stomach,
yeah,
actually.
All that hot sauce?
No.
Definitely don't want your bladder. You pee a lot.
Maybe my nose. It's still. I've never broke it.
What about
it's
your
eyes? Right.
What if somebody
don't like want me? My eyes? They would. Suck.
So there's nothing you'd cryo freeze on your body.
I'm just letting everybody know that it's worth saving me. I'm not valuable to anybody as a donor, but I am a donor. It's better than nothing.
I think they would resuscitate you.
I sure would hope so, but
this isn't Mad Max, Zach. Hit me with another one.
Do you like bubble tea?
I've never had bubble tea.
You've never tried bubble tea?
I don't really like tea, for one.
Well, it doesn't have to be tea.
I know
what
it is.
You can do it in, like, juice or whatever, too. Like a soda.
The whole concept just sounds stupid to me.
It's like a little bubbly thing.
I don't want.
So I like tea, and I like the bubbly things in it, because they're like tapioca.
It's a gimmick.
No, it's a food and a drink, and I like the fact that it's like.
It's a sweet treat. That you shouldn't be having.
It's tapioca.
You shouldn't be having it.
There's a lot of stuff, though, that I shouldn't have.
Well, if you would cut that one thing out, at least it's one less bad thing.
Yes, it is a start.
No, but I've never had it.
No.
But I know what it is.
I like it. It's really delicious.
I can't answer that question.
I just thought it was a funky thing.
Is that something like you can make at home?
No. You go to the little bubble tea store.
Oh, you have to go to a specific store for
this? I don't even know where they get this stuff.
Like, you can't just get it at Burger King?
No.
You gotta go to, like, sushi shop would have it.
Yeah. Chinese food restaurant probably has it too. There's a Chinese food restaurant. No. I don't think so. The Golden, what is it called?
Mongolian Grill?
Golden something. The Golden Lion, maybe. I don't know. It's downtown Portland. It's in, like, in the...
That's the only place you can get it?
No.
Where are you going, then?
You can go to the frozen yogurt place in Silverton. They got it, too.
All right. It's a little more local.
Yeah, support your local businesses, for
sure. Yes, if I'm in the area. I can't think of one business here in good old town that went down.
Went down?
Yeah. I think they made it. Well, I shouldn't say made it. They stayed alive. I heard today that, the numbers were way down, like, big time. I don't know if that's people getting vaccinated or what.
I didn't hear anything today other than freaking stock market Dogecoin. So, I wouldn't know. I don't know a lot.
You do, too. Don't shortchange yourself, buddy. What, are you doing stretching? Are you stretching all of a sudden?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm just trying to get this knot out of my back. Yes!
Yes! My bad.
Do you know anything about Space Force?
Space Force?
Yeah, the Space Force.
Like the one on Netflix, the movie, or the real Space
Force?
No,
the real one.
A little bit.
The arm of the military.
Yeah.
What's going on with that thing?
Well,
because it like got made, and I wasn't sure what it's doing.
It's protecting the world, man.
I believe that. I'm not trying to mock it or make fun of it. I'm actually just genuinely asking you about something.
Have you seen the Avengers Endgames?
It's the same concept. Oh, seriously?
No, I don't know. I honestly, it's military space. Yeah, for whatever reason, we got to go militarize.
I don't know anybody who's like, I don't have any like aunts or uncles or friends that have been like, oh, Johnny's going into the Space Force. We're so proud of him.
No, you don't go. They select you.
So it's a different tier of.
Oh, I'm sure military. It is. I mean, shit. Yeah, I would. They're not sending some dipshit up into the space.
I think it's fight.
It's pretty much Star Trek.
I think it's
Star Trek's happening.
I think it's a leg of the. I think it's kind of like derived off the Air Force, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm gonna call it Star Trek Air Force.
Sweet.
Episode 1, Season 1. Let's watch it unfold, boys and girls.
I just want to know. I just like. Do we have bases?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
But
we're gonna get them if we don't.
You know what? No, fuck that. Nobody should go up there and try to take that over. That should be the world's to have. Everybody should have the space. Typical savage humans thinking we need to take over the space.
So do we own the moon, though?
No, it's the world's.
What about our flag? We pop that flag up there, though.
So?
I think.
They can go do that if they want to, but they just don't.
So then
they don't have rockets to do it.
We're the first flag there, but everybody else could just put their flag up there.
Yeah, we don't fucking own it. Anybody can go to the moon.
That's true, but you never know.
No, I'm pretty sure I know about that. Back in the 60s, dude, when they sent people fucking Buzz Aldrin and what's the other ones? Neil Armstrong?
Yeah, man.
They put those knuckleheads up on the moon.
They did it.
The Russians were the cosmonauts, right? The enemy. They were the ones that were trying to beat us to space.
It was did. Sputnik.
They did beat us to space.
They did.
They didn't beat us to the moon, though, but they beat us to space.
Are they the ones that put the monkey?
We put the monkey.
We put the monkey to one-up them.
Yeah.
To be like...
Alan Shepard was the first into space.
Gotcha. Huh.
Have you watched that thing on Netflix? On Disney Plus? I forget what it's called.
Mm-mm.
But it's about the space. It's pretty good. I think it's like a series.
You told me about that on the last podcast.
It's like a season. It's pretty good.
So I need to watch that. I
forget what it's called. But it'd be easy enough to find. But it's pretty good.
Okay.
To answer your question, I think the Space Force is just... I think they're trying to just go up there and live up there.
I think you're right. I'm just jacked for it. So,
and Elon Musk is doing it.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers to that guy. Cheers to Space Force.
Would you go to space? Like if they made it affordable?
Well, just for a little trip,
yeah,
for a thing.
Yeah. They're not sending you around the moon, but to go up there for 10 hours.
I guess.
They'd feed you lunch.
No, I'm not going to like take a second mortgage on my house to do it or anything like that or
no.
Whatever.
I said affordable.
Come on. So if it was like $400.
No, come on. Let's say it was $5,000 or even $10,000.
I don't think I would spend. No.
You wouldn't save the money to go to space.
What am I going to save for like 6 years and then go to space? I guess.
So you can go to space.
If I'd probably put it. If I wanted to go that bad, I'd probably put it on a credit card or something.
I was going to say,
honestly,
like, and you buy a new car. Instead of buying a new car, you could take your family to space for $80,000.
No, I'm not.
You still wouldn't do that?
I don't think I would.
Man, you're a cop out. I would totally do that. I'd go to space in a heartbeat.
That's a lot of money, though.
Yeah,
but yeah, I would like to go to space. But would it be like the Vomit Comet space? I mean, that's.
No.
It'd be legit space.
Yeah, you get to go up, they'll float around.
And you get to do a spacewalk?
That'd be an extra $40,000.
See, that's. I'm not going to go up there and not spacewalk.
I'm not going to do it. You'd just be on a tether. You'd be like a little kid. The real astronaut would be holding you, and you'd be like, too far, and pull you back.
Yep.
Get over here.
No, I want jet. I want a jetpack.
Do you?
Yeah.
I want.
I'm going to go up there.
So if you get to pick a song.
I'm going to go all the way up there.
Yeah, it's true.
And do that. I'm going to wear a jetpack. a jetpack, and I'm going to have Starman playing on repeat, obviously.
I would do Fly Me to the Moon. Fly me to the moon.
Fly into the moon.
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool. If you could take your jetpack and have a landing thruster thing, yeah, land on the moon with your jetpack.
Well, I wouldn't say. What if they just had like a cool area you could go? That was safe. Let's say.
Like a net?
Yeah, like a huge net around it that you could just go float around.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Like a little like parkour.
Yeah.
Jetpack moonwalking thing.
Don't rip your suit, though. We strongly advise that. Your body will be sucked out through that hole and vaporized.
All right, let's get Jimmy to put on a song and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Night falls, and I'm alone. Skin. Chill me to the bone. You turned and you ran. Oh yeah. Oh, slipped.
I like this song.
Right from nice.
You like this song?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Good pick, Jimmy.
This is cool.
Here's the chorus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a... I like that song. Five Finger Death Punch does that one, too. That's really good.
That's Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
Yeah.
Right on. All right.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? Good pick, Jimmy. Two thumbs up tonight. You being
he's doing good,
well behaved. You haven't done anything disrespectful to anybody yet.
Nope, no lip.
No lip. Doing his job.
Yeah,
it took him three seasons too to finally figure it out.
I'm feeling good about season three, bro.
Yeah, when was the last time we called you? You know, piece of shit that you are. It's been a while. I don't think we did it the last time.
Haven't. Nope.
Good job, Jimmy.
I like this.
You like he's Jimmy now? Oh, yeah, he's the producer, so we'll give him that.
Yeah, just facts.
Hey, I found this funny. This is like a what's the word I'm looking for? Psychological. Yeah, psychological test that you can do. Like, if you whistle a song at work next to somebody, like, three times, you walk away for 2 hours or something, you come back, and that person will be whistling that song.
Oh, it's an earworm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gets stuck in your little head.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Hopefully it's not a shitty song.
Yeah, it's usually a Christmas song or something.
Yeah. I'm glad Christmas music's gone away by now. We listen to way too much of that crap.
Nope. I'm never ready for that. It's too much. It's crazy. Halloween, dude. It's like before Halloween we start listening.
Yep. It's true.
I'll throw on a jingle, you know, in the summer
Just
to feel nostalgic.
Did Otis Redding do any, or Louis Armstrong, did he do any Christmas music?
Never.
Too bad.
I have no idea. I don't think he did. What's your favorite Christmas song that a pop singer did, maybe? Pop culture-y, you know, revamp. Nothing?
No.
Oh, man. You don't have a go-to, like...
Christmas song?
Mine's Ray Charles, that Spirit of Christmas.
How's that one go?
Christmas is the time of year for being with the ones that you love.
That just reminds me of National Lampoon's.
That's the song.
When he's in the attic.
Yeah. Sharing so much joy and cheer. What a wonderful feeling.
That's got to be one of the best Christmas movies ever. National Lampoon's.
Yeah. Best song Home for Alone. Sure.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's a good one.
Thank you.
You win.
Thank you very much.
You win that round.
Yeah, Home Alone's good too.
Yeah, it is a very good one. Very good.
We've talked about this. This actually was one of the first things we ever talked about was the goddamn bird lady in Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
She's irresponsible. She shouldn't be
the bird lady or
the bird lady.
I think Kevin was the irresponsible.
Kevin's obviously the most irresponsible. Yeah. But nobody's making good decisions in that movie. Nobody.
The bird lady, kind of. I mean, sure, she had the wrong path in life, and she ended up in a park, but we all...
She can't just be hanging out with kids in the park
that are
strangers, and she's never met their parents.
Kevin should have never been in that park. He should have never been in New York. Never
been in New York.
But no, he's a troublemaker, and he had it coming.
His bad attitude always catches up with him, and it's not okay, because there's redemption in the story.
Yeah, not to mention the part where he steals credit cards and uses those. We've talked about this.
He's a credit card thief. He stole a damn toothbrush. He's a shoplifter.
Yep.
And
quite narcissistic. Hey, when do you think who do you think were the origins of the odometer is?
Oh my God, the Germans.
You would think, right? It was the Romans.
What did they make?
The first way to tell distance.
Do you know how planes measure their
speed? Speed.
Yeah.
They minus the wind.
They do. It's a wind thing. It's a magnahelic. They have a pitot tube that sticks out of the plane.
Is that what that is?
Static pressure.
I knew
it. Something. I'm just.
I wish I could learn how to fly. I think I would be an excellent pilot.
You would be an excellent pilot, too. Yeah, you would.
Have you seen, those Instagram things where the pilot acts like he passed out? And the lady and the husband and the back are just freaking out. And they can't, see his face, but he's just, smiling.
That's awful.
And they're back there freaking out, trying to... pretty good. But I don't think...
That's awful.
I would freak out. My wife would... She hates to fly. She would really freak out.
So you got to be there in a small plane.
I've told you that story, right? When we were going on our honeymoon, and my wife hates flying. And right when we got into PDX, the pilot, when you get onto the plane and you see the pilot there and he says, welcome or whatever.
Yeah.
I forget what he said. He's like, it's super stormy out tonight. See if we can handle it. He was joking. And I was like, my wife is terrified to fly.
Stop.
I'm like, she's terrified to fly. And he's like, he felt so bad. And he let us go sit in the cockpit. And we got to take pictures and shit. We could have had that guy's ass as job, but we didn't meet to him. We did the right thing. He felt awful, though. I felt bad for the guy. But we just gave her some cocktails and we made it.
On a 13-hour flight.
Yeah. No, it was... I think it was to Houston. So it was it was 4 hours
or something. Five-hour
flight. I don't really mind flying, though.
I
would go skydiving. I'd try it. God damn it.
You would do anything aeronautical, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Would you get shot out of a cannon?
If into a net? Or over the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, and you got a helmet on.
Over the Grand Canyon?
Yeah. Into a net.
The same one that Knievel did.
Oof.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
That would be legendary. You would be known for that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, probably. But is that something you want to do?
You could put that on your headstone.
You're already committed tonight to spending $80,000 to go to space. And
old Zach Kosolik. He was... He made it. He made it over the Grand Canyon.
Just like people talk about that guy who took that canoe over the falls, right?
In a barrel. Niagara Falls?
No, Silver Falls.
Oh, he took a kayak? What a ditch.
Yeah, in a canvas canoe.
On purpose?
Yeah. Yeah, he's legend, though. He's legend. Seriously?
I hear
talk about this story once every 2 years. Mm-mm. It's Silverton folklore, man. It's it's a part of you if you live here.
Nobody knows who he was or who he is.
Somebody. I don't know who he is, but somebody knows.
I don't know. I've lived here most of my life. Mm. Can't be that big of a folklore. No. What would I?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either. You don't? Can you say his name?
No.
Do you think we could YouTube him?
Yeah, we can find it. It's definitely on YouTube.
What year did he do this, you think?
Probably had a GoPro on front.
This was recently?
No, it was 1912.
Oh, shit.
It was a long time ago. It was a canvas. I told you, a canvas canoe, man.
Just a buckskin.
It was made. It was. I don't.
It had to have been on accident.
No, we did it on purpose.
Nobody in their right mind would do that.
Dude, people, you just said somebody about the barrel guy, Niagara. No, that wasn't even that long ago. That was like in the 70s, wasn't it? The Niagara Falls guy?
I think so. But I think.
Or 80s?
Yeah. It's like a cage built inside
of it. And he like, it was still super ass dangerous.
Yeah. It's just wood on the outside.
Like people don't even do. No, a guy. Yeah, maybe. Maybe the first guy did.
An actual
I think
barrel.
I saw a documentary about a guy like in a yellow barrel.
The lid's not even on.
Like an amusement park ride?
Yeah, he's just bobbing up and down.
They just got a log from Disneyland.
Just like the, what are those, the dwarves on The Hobbit? And they're in the barrels just floating down the river.
Yeah, God bless them.
Go over Niagara Falls. It's not even that tall, though, is it? It's just really wide. Yeah, I've never been there, but...
It's probably pretty tall.
I'm sure it's tall.
It's a death-defying defeat to go over it.
It's one of the seven wonders of the world. That's padding. Right?
Yeah, probably. I have no idea. Is it?
I think so, yeah. Grand Canyon.
Get out of here. Seriously, Niagara Falls is? Just because it's so amazingly beautiful? Have you ever seen those waterfalls in Brazil that are like... The most beautiful waterfalls, like one after another, after another, after another. Amazing. That's one of my favorites. I don't even know what they're called, though. That's a good waterfall setup.
Well,
it's good. You should check that out.
Should check that out. I think it is one of the seven wonders.
A wonder
of the world.
Is the what else is?
The Great Wall of China.
Seriously?
I think so.
That's crazy. Who made the list of this? Is this like a Bible thing?
No.
No, it's just
the most amazing things. I think
the eight most amazing things in the world.
Seven wonders of the world.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, seven. Huh. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what I can.
I wonder what the other ones are.
I think like the Amazon might be one.
It's amazing. Amazon's amazing.
Not Amazon
the
Prime.
The pyramids.
The pyramids are probably
pyramids
one.
Are.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell
what
you.
What else would be? Oh, like, I wouldn't think, like, any of the Aztecs.
Like, not like the Eiffel Tower or anything.
No. Nothing like
it's just
that.
A tower.
The that Hoover continue. Dam? Isn't the Hoover Dam one?
Is it really?
Probably not. I'm sure they've got bigger dams in Saudi Arabia or somewhere.
Oh, India, for sure. India. They got big buildings, man.
Big buildings. I don't like Indian food, though, so I would never go.
I do.
And I know that's being stupid, but I probably would go. I just don't. Indian food, I just doesn't do it for me. Plantain and flatbread. It's like curry too. Like a lot of I don't really like curry. That's my problem. That's why I really don't like Thai food either.
Yeah.
Call me old fashioned.
I guess that's not going to work for you, man.
Call me old fashioned. But I'd go for the culture, I guess.
What's your favorite food in the world? Your favorite cuisine? I'm sure we've talked about this.
Like out of the ocean or just all together?
Whatever. I guess style of food is kind of what I'm going for.
Like
maybe like cultural.
Italian? Probably. Oh, well, Mexican's up there.
I know. It's so everybody's probably going to say the same thing, right?
I'd probably go Italian, though.
I mean, I like German food, too. A lot of it is
pretty cool.
But then
favorite.
Again, it's like sauerkraut and...
Sausage.
Yeah, sausage.
And cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's actually plenty of actually, like, familiar dishes that are
schnitzels.
Yeah, whatever. Paprikash. Boober spetzels.
Let's start with that. Do you know who invented the first door lock that we think?
Probably, like, Thomas Edison.
No.
Think Sherlock Holmes.
Think way back.
Genghis Khan? I don't know.
I don't know either.
You don't?
It was the ancient Egyptians.
Gotcha.
2000 BC. The Egyptians did a lot.
Well, yeah. They got some complex stuff happening.
Hey, do you think...
What?
You think there's earthquakes on the moon? Or like, the moon has like earthquakes?
Moonquakes?
Moonquakes, exactly. Do you think that mm-hmm. happens? It does.
Awesome. I knew it would.
They're really small, and they don't hardly happen ever. but it's been known since we've been taking that data or data.
So they're illegitimate and pretty much non-existent.
I believe NASA.
I do too. Everything they tell me, I believe.
Got to believe the science nowadays, right?
That's all you can believe. The moon.
The moon quakes. Pretty nuts though, huh?
Yeah, it's not a livable place. Did you know that?
Not without a suit. What do you think the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth is?
148.
Close, really close. 136.
And it was hotter than
shit. So it was in
was it at?
It was in Libya, 1922.
In Libya.
Hotter than shit.
How did anybody survive the measurement? When was that?
1922.
How did they get that measurement and survive being able to record it?
Shade.
Can you live in that?
Shade? Sure, yeah. You can go in saunas and shit. You couldn't live in it, like, year-round. It's not Mars. It'll eventually cool off, though.
Your blood would, like, you'd cook, though, dude. You'd cook.
No.
You'd cook in a hot tub.
No.
Yeah.
You would survive. You'd just go in the shade.
You'd have to cool off.
Get out of the sun.
Okay.
You just wouldn't move during the day. You'd have to just hunker down, drink some water.
Dig a hole
if you had to.
That's a good way to get cool. Constant temperature.
That was a good outdoor fact right there.
It's true. Yeah, I mean,
you would freeze to death if it was cold, though, and you buried yourself. Wouldn't work.
Yeah, you don't pair. Well, hey, that's what I was saying about the heat. It's a good way to regulate. I'm just saying it's a good way to regulate your body temperature. Okay?
It is. You're right.
I am. And if it's cold out, too, you can you dig a hole.
Science. What's... Oh, man. Did you know koalas have fingerprints? Kind of a cool
fun. Oh, is that right?
Kind of a cool fun fact, huh? Never would have thought it.
They have little thumbs, right?
They do. They got fingerprints. Little bastards.
They have pads.
I think monkeys would.
Little paws.
Little savages.
Little dirty paws.
Koalas are mean. They'll throw a handful of shit at you.
Koalas will?
Yeah. And if they get a hold of you, they got big claws.
Ugh.
Tear your ass
apart.
They're
so cute, man. They look like little old guys.
Yeah, yeah. Would you rather own a koala or a sloth? On that subject.
Sloth.
Would you?
You just told me all the... I don't want to... Koalas throw shit at you and have big claws, and you lost me there. I had this good thing happening with koalas for a second, but not after that. They look like little, like...
I don't know. Sloths might do it, too.
Koalas are like they should call them, like, the Bernie Sanders bear or something. They just look like a little Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. They're adorable. I wonder if you think they're in the... No, koala's a bear, obviously. Sloth is a sloth in the bear family?
Sloth's a monkey.
I don't know about that.
It's a orangutan.
No. Better call up David Attenborough, or whatever his name is, and give us a lowdown. I don't think it's a monkey, though.
I don't know. Yeah, you might be right. I don't know what it is. I think about it.
It's in the weasel family.
It's so slow.
They swim fast, though. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Little bastards can swim. They're like Michael Phelps in the water with their long arms.
I've never seen them swim. We don't even know if they're a bear or a monkey, and you've seen them swim?
Yeah, it's all over Nat Geo. Or you can YouTube it, I'm sure. Have Jimmy pull that up.
Yeah.
I don't know what I don't know what species it is, but
wouldn't mind finding that out.
I think I'd rather have a koala.
Yeah, they're pretty cute though.
Just leave them alone.
So, I mean,
you don't get close enough that it can throw shit on you.
Get the nails, get its nails trimmed or whatever they are. Claws.
Just put a diaper on them and some mittens.
Damn, that came right up, huh, Jimmy?
What was it?
Sloth swimming.
Oh,
I thought right up. Jimmy put in sloth, and then it said sloth swimming.
Yeah, there you go.
Autofill.
Pretty cool. But I still wonder what species they are. Oh, damn it. See, you got some bamboozled here. Yeah, there you go. See, Michael Phelps.
It's Look moving real time. It's got long arms.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that is a bear?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think it does look more bear-like.
I don't think it's a monkey.
I don't think it's got opposable thumbs on its feet. Pretty wicked-looking animal.
Furry little guy.
Yeah.
Right into
really
the,
long arms.
He swims right into the mangoes.
How about that?
He climbs up there to find his mate. It's a long journey. Takes long. As he heads up the branch, he hears other sloths in the distance. He's excited. It's his first year, his first swim, his first mate. There she is. She's beautiful, just as he thought. He lets out a sound. Yeah, it froze. Anyways, that looks more like a bear to me in the bear family.
I get that. Let's actually...
We're at it. Or like a badger, like in the badger family.
Looks like a badger. What do we got on this?
Jimmy's looking it up.
The sloth bear.
It is a bear species.
Myrmecophagus bear. Myrmecophagus bear, yeah.
So. Vegetarian.
How about it?
Good for him.
Sloth bear.
I'm more stoked for the sloth that he's a bear than a monkey.
Yeah, I feel good about that. Cause so he climbs upside down on branches. Mm-hmm. And so I think that had something to do with the misconception.
Yeah.
It's just fake news.
Fake news. Would you ever own a monkey or want to have one as a pet? What if they were like, hey, can you watch, like your neighbor was like, I'm going out of town this summer. Can you just watch this monkey for like 3 months, please?
Yeah.
I'll give you some bananas.
If you had a monkey and then had to,
yeah.
And then went on like a European vacation.
Like, you gotta watch sabbatical. My monkey. You gotta watch my monkey for me.
I'd watch your monkey. That'd be cool. Yeah, I'd watch a monkey. But the commitment level, it'd be a messy situation. I don't think it's a clean thing.
I think you would have to take time off of work, too.
To watch the monkey?
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's a 24-hour
So I would have to hire somebody to watch the monkey.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't want like a caged monkey. I would just want a monkey that can do whatever he wants, but you just got to watch him.
What about like a monkey like a cat? Is there like a monkey that can just be like a cat? Where you just let it out and then...
That's what I would want.
Just let him in at night.
Let him do his thing.
And then he can come in and sit at the table and eat like an adult.
Why hasn't this... We should make this a sitcom. The family adopts this monkey and then the neighborhood just... They just let him roam around and he becomes friends with all of them.
He plays with other cats and stuff.
Yeah, he catches burglars and he helps oil changes and carry old ladies' groceries and help them across.
Carries a lot of stuff.
Takes him across the street on the intersection. And then he just comes back and everybody loves him. And the whole sitcom's just about a monkey.
But when he comes back, he sits at the table and eats dinner.
Yeah, like a normal monkey. He's well-behaved.
Well-behaved. Member of society when he gets home.
That's what I would want. He pays his taxes.
But during the day, he helps people reach extra hard things to reach because he has
the ability.
Four sets of hands.
He's got the ability.
He multitasks.
See, it writes itself.
This is great. Yeah.
Telling you, he could really change a lot.
I've always loved monkeys.
Change a lot of people's lives in one day.
You know, like chimps always seemed so cool. Michael Jackson always had that chimp.
But those weren't.
I heard they're a mess. They're crazy. They're not fun. Yeah.
That's not.
I think our dream is just a dream and not reality.
That's not the monkey I'm talking about that I want. I would train my monkey to be cool, not be a dickhead.
Yeah.
Right? You just give him treats. Let him do what he wants.
Yeah.
Granted, it's a wild animal, monkey. But. Don't they think that some monkeys have finally entered the Stone Age? I heard that not too far long ago. Isn't that nuts?
Oh, like they're getting smarter to the, like they're catching up on the whole path?
Yeah, they think that monkeys, certain monkey, whatever
I think
it is,
I've heard that.
Is now into the Stone Age, or they think is officially in the Stone Age.
Because they're starting to like problem solve with tools.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that's the
Pretty nuts. That's
the catalyst.
Not too far behind us. It's the monkey.
You gotta watch your back.
Planet of the Apes. We've all seen the movie.
And the aliens are just ahead of us, and they're just visiting.
Yeah.
To see.
Just do what they want.
For history purposes.
Yep, they're number uno.
They're us.
Our own Americans, and I guess the human species are pretty badass kind. I think we can handle some couple aliens here and there.
We do. We obviously
I think that we're buddies with them.
Yeah, we are.
By the way, I would love to have that special guest come on. We could remain him classified and have him talk a little bit about the aliens.
I think... I don't know if that's going to happen.
But I know. Probably not, but it would be really epic.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would be something. It would be a whole lot of something. Oh, this is funny. A fire hydrant patent was burned down in a fire. Isn't that kind of ironic and funny?
That is irony.
Pretty funny.
A fire hydrant patent. That's funny.
Yeah. Got burnt in a fire. Pretty much all I got.
Yeah, well, we're pretty much out of time, and we better get out of here. So. Yeah,
it's been a good one.
Season 3 is going to be a good season. Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a good one. We'll get in. Can't wait. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, everybody be safe, kind, and see you later.